everyone. This is Randy Coggins II, and thank you for joining us on Now Faith. It says in the Word of God, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And wherever in the world you're watching this broadcast from, welcome to Now Faith. And I'm excited that you're watching today because I believe that this word is going to encourage you. I believe this word is going to uplift you because you may be in a place where you feel like there's no hope. You feel like you can't keep going. You feel like giving up. But I came to tell you today, don't give up where you are, because I believe that your miracle and your breakthrough is getting ready to happen for you. Listen, I have a powerful message I want to share with you today, and I'm going to be back in a few moments. But I want you to dial somebody, text somebody, call somebody, and tell them that Now Faith is on right now. Turn on your television. Send them this link. And I promise you, this broadcast is going to be a blessing to you, and it's going to be a blessing to them. Let's go into the service right now and hear this life-changing message. Turn with me very quickly to Mark chapter 10. We're going to read verses 46 through 52. Very familiar passage of scripture. Very familiar story. If you've been in church any amount of time, you probably heard this story. But I want to pull some things out of it tonight that I believe is going to bless your life. And I believe God is going to do something great. Let's go ahead and start reading. It says, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus. Somebody say blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard, somebody say heard. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more of a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And it says in verse 49, and Jesus stood still. Somebody say still. And commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calls you. Verse 50. And he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what will you that I should do unto you? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. And immediately, somebody say immediately. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Let's pray one more time. Lord, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your word. Again tonight, let my words be your words. Let my moves be your moves. Let this service be all about you and not about me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody in the house said amen and amen. Somebody repeat this after me. I'm going to make you talk back to me a lot. Now somebody repeat this after me and say, now faith. Now, come on, say it like you believe it. Say, now faith. It says in the Word of God, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So in other words, that literally means just because you don't see it in the natural does not mean that God is not moving it behind the scenes for your favor, for your family, for your life, for whatever it is you are believing God for. When we believe him by faith, he begins to move on our behalf. And in the book of Mark, we read this story about a man named Blind Bartimaeus. Somebody say Blind Bartimaeus. But I want to show you something here, because everyone calls him Blind Bartimaeus, but Pastor Gabe, Blind Bartimaeus is not his name. He actually has a name. His name is Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. It even tells us who his father is. But everyone likes to call him Blind Bartimaeus because why? He's blind. He cannot see. So everyone knows him by his situation, but everyone does not know him for who he really is. And it is, isn't it amazing in life that people will know you by what you go through? People will know you by what you do, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. But a lot of people don't really know the real you that's on the inside of you. And that's what the enemy will try to do in your life. He'll make people call you by what you've been through. He'll make people call you by the storms you may be going through, even at this very moment. But you are not your situation. Your name is not your situation, but God has given you a name. God has given you a purpose, and God has put a calling on your life for such a time as this. Can somebody say amen? And so now Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, he's known by his situation, and he's not known by his name. And it says that he is sitting on the highway side begging. Why? Because he's a beggar. A blind man in that day can do nothing else but sit on the side of the street. They have to wear a garment that labels them as being a beggar or being blind. And so he's sitting on the side of the street, and he's begging for money because he cannot work. He cannot hang out with other people. He can't be around normal people. He can't speak out of line. So he's begging, but then all of a sudden, he heard, it said he heard or he hears that Jesus Christ is coming into town. And how many of you understand tonight that when Jesus shows up on the scene, everything begins to change? When Jesus shows up on the scene, it doesn't matter what sickness, it doesn't matter what disease, it doesn't matter what trial you may be going through, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. I say it like this: the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is the same power that is living on the inside of you right now. And every person in this room, you have more power in your pinky than the devil has in his entire body. And when you walk into a room, things can begin to change. Why? Because I have Jesus living on the inside of me. Can somebody say amen? And so now blind Bartimaeus is sitting by the highway side begging, and he hears that Jesus is coming into town. Notice it says he does not see Jesus. Why? Because he's blind. It says he hears that Jesus is coming into town. I'm reminded of a story Pastor gave. I was getting ready to go on television in Miami, and sitting in the green room in the makeup room, and they were putting all the stuff on. And I remember one of my pastor friends who had come, and they were going to be on the show and the television broadcast with us, and he brought with him his brother-in-law that was totally blind. And so we were sitting there, and he was minding his own business, and he wore the glasses, and he had the guiding stick and everything like that. And I remember that day, and right before we went out, everybody was nervous because some of them had been on television before, and everybody was nervous, and we were getting ready to walk out, and I just whispered a joke right before we walked out to kind of just make everything just go mellow for a second. And I remember when we were getting ready to walk out, no one laughed around me. But all the way all across the room, that young man who was 100% blind all of his life, he began to laugh. And I began to wonder, I was like, there is no way, if everyone that was close to me didn't hear me, how in the world could he hear me and be all the way across the room? And so I walk over to him because I didn't believe that he heard actually what I said. And I asked him, Pastor Gabe, I said, repeat to me what I said. And every word he told me exactly what I said. And he began to laugh again because he thought it was funny. And it was amazing to me. I said, how in the world did you hear me when the people that were closest to me didn't even hear me? And he said, Randy, I've been blind my entire life. And he says, instead of complaining about the sight that I don't have, he said, I've magnified my hearing. And he said, I can hear things that other people cannot hear. I can listen to things and hear things from a distance that other people may not hear. So in other words, the Lord began to speak that to me, Pastor Gabe, and he says, in order to get what you want, you have to use what you have. And so when you realize, instead of complaining about the sight that he did not have, he said, God, until you heal me, I'm going to use the ears that I do have, because little is much when you put it in the master's hands. And when you realize what God has given you, it is more than enough to keep going, and it is more than enough to start all over again. And so now blind Bartimaeus is there, and he heard that Jesus is coming into town. Why? Because he can hear things that other people cannot hear. And Jesus is coming into town, and when Jesus comes into town, everybody shows up. Why? Because miracles happen when Jesus shows up on the scene. Breakthroughs happen when Jesus shows up on the scene. And so now blind Bartimaeus is there, and he heard that Jesus is coming into town. And he cried aloud with a loud voice, it says in the scripture, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And watch this, nothing happened. Have you ever been in a moment in your life where it seems like you've prayed and you cried? You've prayed and you cried, but yet you still didn't hear an answer. Have you ever been there in that moment in your life? You've prayed and you cried. You prayed and you cried, but you still did not hear an answer. That is the moment that blind Bartimaeus is in at this very present moment and hour. He's there and he is in need. And he cries aloud, but he doesn't get an answer. But everyone around him that were beside him, that knew him by his condition, they begin to charge him and they tell him to be quiet because he doesn't deserve to call upon the name of Jesus. He doesn't deserve to call. That's what they're telling blind Bartimaeus. They're saying, because of your situation, You don't deserve to call upon his name. Well, I'm happy tonight to tell you that because of the finished work on the cross, we can call upon his name any times. Because as he said, the blood is still reaches to the highest mountain. It still flows to the lowest valley. And everything that could ever be paid for and ever will be paid for was finished at Calvary's cross on that day. And on that, I say it like this. When the blood of Jesus was shed on Calvary's cross, many people say that Jesus' blood was spilled on Calvary's cross. I don't believe that. It was shed on Calvary's cross because when you spill something, it's an accident. But Jesus' blood was never an accident. It was an atonement and it was a sacrifice for your life so that you can come into the Father and he will begin to shift everything about you and change your life in that moment when you come to him. Despite your situation, despite your perplexities, despite what you may be going through, blind Bartimaeus called upon him and he didn't get an answer. But everyone and all the enemies around him heard him. And they said, you don't deserve to call upon his name because of the religious law of that time. You don't deserve to call upon his name. And instead of letting the religious people put him down, he says, I'm going to use my faith. And he didn't change a word. Some of you have even been asking, how come maybe God isn't answering your questions or God isn't answering your problems or whatever it is. Some of you may be asking that question tonight. And what if I told you that you don't have to change a word? Because on the second time, blind Bartimaeus didn't change anything that he said. He said the same exact words again. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And then it says, Jesus stood still. And even in the Expositor's Bible, the Crossfire Bible that I have tonight, it says there in those in the little subtitles there that it begins to explain that with the power of our words, that we have the power to make Jesus stand still. Isn't that amazing that we don't have to have an appointment with him? Oh, yeah. I feel like preaching today. We don't have to have an appointment with him. Anytime we call upon his name, he'll stop what he is doing and he'll answer our prayer. And it even says in the song, late in the midnight hour, like Paul and Silas, God will begin to turn it around and he will begin to work in your favor. And that's what's going on right now at this time in this hour with blind Bartimaeus. He cries aloud the second time, and Jesus is standing still. And watch this. Jesus does not go to blind Bartimaeus because he's still blind. Blind Bartimaeus has to come to him. Sometimes in your life, there comes a moment where you have to stop waiting on God when God is waiting on you. Oh, yeah. You have to stop waiting on the Lord, and you got to put some action, and you got to put some feet to your prayers, and you got to begin to press, just like the widow woman with the issue of blood. She didn't have an invitation to see Jesus. She pressed her way through the crowd. She pushed her way through the crowd because she says, I need my miracle, and I need it right now. And that question is tonight, how bad do you want it? How desperate do you need God to move in your life? How desperate do you need God to move in your family? How desperate do you need him to move in your school? How desperate are you? Are you willing to put some feet to your prayers and begin to push past every person that talks about you? Push past every person that lies on you? Push past every person that may come in your way? Why? Because God has called you for such a time as this. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And so now blind Bartimaeus, he's there, calls aloud the second time. And Jesus, it says he commands him to be called. So what does that mean? He said, blind Bartimaeus, come here. But how is blind Bartimaeus supposed to go to where Jesus is when he can't see where he's going if he begins to walk by himself? Think about that for a second. He's blind. He doesn't know where he's going. He doesn't know which direction to go to. But when you can't do something by yourself, the Lord will send people to help you get the job done. Oh, yeah. The Lord will send people to help you get the job done. And even if it has to be your enemies, the Lord will send the right people. Can somebody say amen? And that's what's beginning to happen here. Now, do you remember every person that once ridiculed him? I told you that there were people who charged him, told him to be quiet and hold his peace the first time he cried aloud. But it is amazing what begins to happen, Pastor Gabe, is that the moment Jesus commands him to be called, every person that once ridiculed him now is saying to blind Bartimaeus, be of good comfort, rise because you have been called. In other words, everything's going to be just fine because Jesus has now called your name. And isn't it amazing to know that Jesus can flip the script just like that when he mentions your name? He doesn't have to come to where you are. All he has to do is call you by name. Just like when Lazarus was raised from the dead, he didn't go into the grave. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And life had to fill his body. And then he came forth. And now the same people that once lied on him, the same people that once ridiculed him are now escorting blind Bartimaeus to where Jesus is. So I want you to imagine him now. They're holding him by his arm and they're escorting him. They're leading him to where Jesus is. And this has to be confusing to blind Bartimaeus because he's an expert in hearing and he remembers those voices. He says, these are the same people that once told me to be quiet. These are the same people that once charged me because I called upon his name. But now because he's called my name, they've changed their tone. Now because he has called my name, they've changed their tone about me. And so now they put him in front of Jesus. And now he's in the presence of the king. And his miracle is in that presence. But notice he's in the presence of Jesus. But he still doesn't have his miracle yet. That's why it's very possible for you to come in Crossfire every week and nothing change in your life. You have to want God to do something in your life. You have to be willingly open and say, God, do it in my life. Because he'll never give you anything you don't want. You got to say, God, mold me. You are the clay and he is the potter. You have to say, mold me and make me into what you want me to be. And so now blind Bartimaeus, he is in that position. He is in that place. He is in the presence of Jesus, and he's still blind. And he is facing Jesus, and Jesus is looking at him, and Jesus asks him a question, and he says, what can I do for you? Now, this messed me up for a long time, and I didn't quite understand it. I was on a plane to Cape Town, South Africa, and I was reading this scripture, and I was on my way to preach there, Pastor Gabe, and I was reading this very story. And sometimes if you don't understand the Bible, God will show you and speak to you and tell you what it means. That's the kind of God that we serve. Ask him to show you, ask him to lead you, ask him to guide you and direct you, and he'll do it. And I began to ask the Lord, I said, what does this mean? I said, why did Jesus ask a question that he already knows the answer to? Because what? Jesus knows everything. Why did he ask a question that he already knows the answer to? And the Lord just spoke to me. He said, Randy, go back a few verses and read it. I said, okay. And then I began to read that story. And I skipped a verse that was very important that a lot of people seem to pass over. It says in the Word of God that when blind Bartimaeus got up from the roadside, he left something behind. He left something on that roadside. He left that, you remember that garment that I told you about that labeled him as being blind? You remember the garment I told you about that labeled him as being a beggar? He took that off even though he was still bound by his disease. He was still bound by his ailment. He was still bound as being blind. But he took off that garment and that cloak because he says, where I'm going, He says, where I'm going, I'm not going to be a beggar anymore. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Where I'm going, I'm not going to have this disease anymore because Jesus is a healer. I know he's healed another blind man, and I know he can heal me. I know I've heard him. I've heard people talk about his miracles, and I know that he is no respecter of persons, and I know that he can do it for me. So I don't need this coat where I'm going. He said, I don't need a plan B when I have Jesus. Too many times we come into the house of God, believing God for a miracle, and we already have made up in our mind. Just in case he doesn't work it out, we know how we're going to make it. But he said, I don't have a plan B. I'm going to walk and press my way to where he is, even if my enemies have to take me there. I'm going to get to where God has called me to be, because my miracle is in his hands. My miracle is where he is. And I need my miracle because I have a future, I have a purpose, and I have a promise in my life. Said this morning in chapel, that your situation does not cancel out the calling that God has on your life. Your difficulties, things you may go through, think when you mess up, it does not cancel out the anointing and the gift that God has put on the inside of you. And blind Bartimaeus is there. Jesus is looking at him and he says, what can I do for you? And that is the reason why, because he's looking at a man without a label. He's looking at a man without a label. He's no longer labeled as blind. So he's looking at a normal man. Because if you've ever seen a blind person before, if you don't see them walk around, if you don't see them get up, if they don't have the glasses on or anything, they look like totally normal people. And so now, what begins to happen? Jesus looks at him. Jesus doesn't touch him. Jesus doesn't spit in the dirt and put it in his eyes like he did with another blind man. All he does was say these words that will change your entire life tonight if you let him. And I'm almost done. Singers and musicians, if you go ahead and come. It will change your entire life if you let it change your life. And he says these words. He says, Bartimaeus. Notice he did not call him by his situation. He called him by his name. He says, Bartimaeus, go thy way. Your faith has made you whole. And what? Tomorrow. No, it didn't say that. And next week. No, it didn't say that. It says, and immediately he received his sight. We serve an immediately God. Oh, yeah. We serve an immediately God that right when you need something, right on time. He may not come when you want him, but he is always right on time. And I believe there's some people in this room right now that you need God to do a miracle in your life. You need him to do something in your spirit. You need him to do something in your family. You need him to do something in your homes. And I believe that God is immediately working some things out in your favor tonight, even though the situation may not look favorable. We serve and immediately God. And it says immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And something began to happen right here at the end of this scripture. It says immediately he received his sight. So now he's no longer blind Bartimaeus, he's Bartimaeus. He's no longer bound by his condition. He's no longer bound by his ailment. Now he is Bartimaeus. He's able to walk. He's able to talk. He's able to move around and do whatever he wants to do. And you better believe all the years sitting on the roadside, that man had some plans.
Oh, I know that message has blessed your life today. And what a powerful service that was. And listen, I believe that that miracle that you're believing for is getting ready to happen right now. And in a few moments, I'm about to pray with you because I believe in the power of faith and I believe in the power of prayer. And I believe in a few moments when we pray together, something miraculous and something powerful is going to happen in your life. Something amazing is going to happen. What do you need God to do? Do you need him to move in your family? Do you need him to move in your home? Do you need him to move in your spirit, in your mind, in your finances, in the job, in the business, what in the ministry? What do you need God to do today? I came to tell you, nothing is impossible to those that believe. And when you believe in faith, something powerful begins to happen when you believe God in faith. And in a few moments, I'm going to pray with you, but I believe there's somebody listening to me right now. You need to make things right with Jesus today. You may not be living right. Some things may not be right in your life. And you need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And in a few moments when we pray, while we're praying, I want you to ask God to forgive you. I want you to confess with your mouth that Jesus is forgiving you and washing you clean and that he is Lord and Savior over your life. Because listen, I believe that something good is happening in your life and you need to make that thing right today. You're feeling a conviction right now and you need to make that relationship right with Jesus today. And I believe this prayer is for you. You're coming out of the darkness and you are stepping into the marvelous light. I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray with you for your family, for everything connected to you. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for my friends right now. I pray for every covenant partner that's listening to me right now. I thank you that you are going into their situation. I thank you that you are causing the crooked path to become straight. And Lord, I pray for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, that they will begin to receive the miracle that you have been promising them. Lord, they've been praying, they've been crying, they've been asking you to do a miracle. And I know that you are hearing them today. And this word has refreshed them. This word has renewed them. And I thank you that this word is making a difference in their life. And Lord, for the ones that are on here who need to make you Lord and Savior of their life or rededicate and ask you for forgiveness, I thank you that they're doing that right now. And you are making all things new in their life. And I just decree that the miracle is done, that it is so in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Listen, I'm excited about your future. And I believe that prayer made a difference in your life. And listen, right before we go, I want to ask you to do something right now. I want you to connect with this ministry in faith. Listen, you cannot buy a miracle. You cannot pay for a prophetic word, but there is something powerful about investing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. What you make happen for others, God is going to make happen for you, for your ministry, for your business. And so right now on the bottom of the screen is the directions on how to sow and how to give and donate into Randy Coggins Ministries International. As we do what the Lord has called us to do and spread this gospel around the world. And I believe as you sow, God is causing a blessing to come into your life. Whatever you need him to do, I believe that something powerful is happening. As you step in faith and get a seed of faith in the ground, whatever the Lord tells you to do, you do it right now by faith. Listen, every person today that sows a financial seed of $20 or more, I'm going to be sending you a special gift in the mail that I believe is going to be a powerful tool in your life. And I can't wait to get that tool to you, and I can't wait to stay connected with you. And I want to invite you right now to visit randycogginsministries.com. Sign up for our free email blast. Find out what city I'm coming to next. I'm coming to a city and a country near you very soon. And I can't wait for you to be in one of these revival meetings and revival services, because everywhere we go, people are being saved, healed, and delivered. And I believe that this broadcast has made a difference in your life. And every seed that comes in, I'm praying for you. I'm praying over it right now that God is going to multiply it and going to cause a breakthrough and a blessing in your life. And as you sow into this ministry, you are a part of everything that we are doing in the kingdom of God. Listen, I love you, and I pray God's blessings over you. And until next time, always remember, one word from God can change your entire life. Thank you for joining us today on Now Faith.